Today's Tuesday, March 17th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Washington, D.C. on April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from a State of Control 66. Steve Greenblatt is joined by Rich Fregosa, Bernard Morgan, and John Michener, talking about expanding space and how working together brings out the best in everyone. Rich Fregosa starts off with discussing the benefit of working together as a team.
Well, I mean, I think the first part is just organizationally, whether you know you're an independent or whether you're a programming house, is allowing yourself to collaborate. I think that there is a little bit of ego that occurs starting out, and a little bit of there's a sense of ownership, right? You know, when guys write their code, their first thought is, you know, it's like my precious, you know, it's like they can't have my codes. And, you know, that's that first part is getting back, is over it. And I think that, you know, programmers are just a unique personality type all alone. I mean, typically they work in solitude. You know, teamwork is not something that somebody who goes into computer science is necessarily attuned for, right? You know, I mean, they you don't get a poli-sci major who's into public speaking who then says, oh yeah, I'm going to code while I'm at it. You know, they're pretty distinct personality types. So, you know, a part that comes with it is changing it from mine and that inward approach to expanding and being open to learning. And I think programmers are lifelong learners. And I think that you have to tweak that. You have to be willing to say, there is somebody out there who may be better or who brings something different. And I've got to be open to taking an introspective look at, you know, this can make me better. This can make me more valuable. This can grow my business. This can, you know, I may not see the immediate benefits now, but I may see them 2, 3, 5, 10 years down the line. I know personally for me, that's where it came from, is that once I became open to operating outside of my bubble, I had a whole new resource group to draw from, because these were people who, although technically they may be competitors, we weren't necessarily on the same project or even in the same region. They were cool cats. They were willing to help. And I think that as you have suffered together, collectively, you know, people that you do want to collaborate don't want you to go down that same path. They do want you to say, here are the problems that I had. Here's how we can step through it together. And all things come out in the wash, and I'm sure sooner or later you're going to call me. So the big part, honestly, is organizationally, is being open to collaboration. I think once you start building that mindset and that culture, you then start spotting the opportunities, and then those opportunities build upon each other. And you know, it's so simple, but sometimes it needs, you know, you need to overstate the obvious on that one, is you gotta want to work with somebody.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.